He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, what are you up to?
Good morning. Nothing much, Anna. I really can't go anywhere. My car's in the shop and I have a loaner and they gave me a truck.
What kind of truck?
I don't know. It's big. I thought it was small, but it's a Ford Ranger.
Yeah, it's like a full-size truck. When she told me about it, I was like, oh, that's cute. You got a pickup for the day. Then I came in and I was like, oh, look at how tough my wife is.
Wait, that's weird. I'm not trying to be sexist or anything like that, but I feel like that's the kind of car that you probably should have a skill set before they're like, here you go, and let you drive off the lot with it.
Yeah, it gets like 13 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
Where do people put their groceries? Like, I'm not one of those people that likes to stack them all in the back seat because they fall off the seat. So I put my groceries in my trunk. You can't do that. What if it's raining? You can't put it in the back of the truck.
You should use the pickup truck as an excuse to go pick things up that you can't normally move.
I immediately thought she would be empty in the garage. I did.
Right.
Yeah, but I have nowhere to take it, so that's the problem. Yeah.
Drive it around the block. Just keep going around in a circle.
It would cost me money to take it to the dump, and, you know, by the time I get there, I'm going to need gas. 13 miles to the gallon is ridiculous.
I imagine a couch in the back of the pickup, and Alicia's just driving up and down the highway. Just driving, because she can. Why not?
I came home. She looks so butch. I loved it.
All right, so how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
He's been good. You know, he relocated another rabbit, so the yard's getting cleaned up a little bit.
Now, this is the second rabbit that you have caught, and then when you catch them, Raven drives like 5 miles down the road to where he says is basically an oasis of happiness. I don't know if I buy that or not.
That's exactly right. It's a factory over there with a large parking lot. They don't seem to have a lot of truck traffic, and there's a beautiful meadow right to the left.
And that's where you release the rabbit.
That's right.
Well, it's also right next to this really, really nice walking trail through the woods. So it is a nice area.
Well, that's nice, because on a weekend, you guys can go for a hike, and you can visit the rabbits that you have let go there.
Right.
To me, it sounds like crazy town, but he told me that when he went to drop off the second rabbit the other night, that he saw the first rabbit, and it was like the first rabbit was waiting for the other rabbit, and that they ran off together, hopping into the meadow.
Yeah, he told me the same thing, and I thought he was just telling me that because I want them gone. They're destroying our yard. But at the same time, every time I see one in the trap, I'm instantly sick to my stomach and I want to cry. I'm like, oh my God, so cute. How can I do this? What's wrong with me? So I think he told me that to make me feel better because he probably knew I wouldn't sleep for days.
Yeah, but he wouldn't tell me that. He
right.
Would,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm somewhere in between the two of you. You being oversensitive and you having a cold, black, dead heart.
Thank you, Raven.
I'm in the between. Right. So for me, I have to steel myself as I pull up because it's not easy for me to do these things, but I have to do what's necessary. That made me feel great. I felt like skipping back to the car.
See, Raven immediately thought like they were waiting for the long lost love and now he's reunited them. I immediately thought the two of them will be plotting your deaths and revenge. And now they're going to have thousands of rabbit babies make their way back to your home and take over your entire lawn and basically oust you guys into a meadow 5 miles from your home.
Thanks, Anna.
I'm just
Thanks.
Saying. That's the first thing that came to
that
my mind.
All
right. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
Yeah, he's going to get a B, Anna. He relocated the rabbit, so he did well.